says, I will. You have to do Marad the Chazaka. Since I have a taina, if I hadn't made this taina, apparently we wouldn't worry. Maybe it was on our own. We wouldn't have thought maybe the Marakam was Bishchun Gavoy. Now that I made the taina, so that's the koyach of Baldin with the taina to be Ma'ir Seikus. Now we have to be Misyachas to that Sofik. We're not Mavar the Sofik, but I'm the Musuk. To be Maitzi from Marakam, you need to have a Chazaka, and I'm Ma'ir Sofik in the Chazaka. Maybe it was Bishchun Gavoy. Maybe I claim that I was Bishchun Gavoy. So you have to be mivar the chazaka. I'm like Rava. So Rava said, no, you win. Hachidina, I might say mechaber al averaya. You're the muksik. Even though normally the marakam is the muksik. What do you mean you're the muksik? I'm the muksik. I'm the marakam. How did you become the muksik all of a sudden? The Rashbam explains, because till I made the time that we thought you had a chesed in l'shana. Lo yishemanu bilti hayoyim. Those very important words. Lo yishemanu bilti hayoyim. Before I was married the Suffolk, you had a chesed in l'shana. The chesed in l'shana now makes you the muksik. Once you're the muksuk, and now I'm going to be a sofik, so that it's on me to prove. So the burden of proof is on me to prove that I was bishkun gavoy. So the site of the machlokes over here apparently is where you have a case where on the one hand, where there is a chazaka, there is a chesed l'mushal. On the one hand, there's a chesed l'mushal. So presumptively, at this point, you're already the muksuk. But now I'm a some kind of sofik in the chazaka. So Rava says, you're still a muksuk. Up to the point of my error, we thought that you're the muksuk. So even though I have a kayach to mar, I have a kayach to be a suffix. But Oliver, it's on me to bring the riot. And Rav Nachman says, no, zul barach iloscha to be mighty from Murakama, you have to prove the chazaka. Not only do you have to prove the chazaka in the beginning, but any sveikas that I'm ma'ir in the chazaka, you also have to prove that those sveikas aren't true. So that's machlekas Rav and Rav Nachman. I'm selling you all my nichsid vei barsis. Have a little ara that be nikri vei barsis. I'm the meicher. You're the nachsi. You're the lekeach. So I said to you, I love the vei barsis in me. They crew you to mekray the vei barsis. Also, l'chamin Rav Nachman, ukma biyod the lekeach. So Rav Nachman said that you would. Before Nachman said that I win, Marakama. Now Rav Nachman says that you win the lekech. Amli Rava, Dina Ochi, I made some chayr al varaya. Rava says, no, I'm the muksuk, I'm the Marakama, I'm the muksuk. The meicher is the muksuk, so I win. Kasher Rava, Rava, Kasher Nachman, not Rav Nachman. What's the analogy over here? So the analogy is Rishutay. That al derech zeh, that on the one hand, until I was ma'ir this suffix, and maybe it's not really a property of Barsisin, we assume that it is a property of Barsisin, and there was a valid mecha, there was a star, we have all of the whatever mecha needs to have, we have, and it says black and white that I'm selling you all the nixon of Barsisin. So you became the muksuk. I'm the marakama, but you have a raya, you have a star that you bought the nixon of Barsisin. Never dawned on us to think that maybe one of these nechosim that's called Bei Barsisin is not a bona fide Bei Barsisin. Like Shemani Bilti Ayoyim. Now all of a sudden I come along and I'm a Ma'ir Sofik. So, but Rabban and Nachman seem to be taking opposite positions. Before Nachman supported me, now Rabban supports me. And Rabban seems to take the view that Hamaytzim Echirel Abai, that I win. Because I'm the Marakama. He calls me the Muslim. In this case, he calls the Marakama the Muslim. And Rav Nachman says that you win. Why do you win, Mr. Talmud? Because l'shemana bilte ayon. Presumptively, it was an ichsei le'rasisin. Rashbam of you says, ukma biyod l'lekech. Rav Nachman gave it to you, to the lekech. So after Rashbam, kinem efarish time alakameh, da leiti day, ram yu l'gluli delav de'vei rasisini. It's on me to prove that it's not an ichsei le'rasisin. If I would have this new suffix that it's not a le'rasisin, that's incumbent on me. Mustami means like he said before, because Lo Shemani Bilti Ayon. I mean, the Gemara is comparing the two things. The Gemara thinks that the case of Shchuni Gavoy is analogous to this case of Bei Barsisin. By Shchuni Gavoy, how did Rashbam explain Rova's Shita? How did Rashbam explain the Shita that you win? Lo Shemani Bilti Ayon. Now, in the case of Barsisin, how is the Rashbam explaining the tzad that you win? the cast of characters changed. There was Rav Nachman, there was Rava, now it's Rav Nachman. Okay, that's the Gemara Stira. But a component is, in both cases, there's a tzad that I win, there's a tzad that you win. And I'm always the Murakama, you're always you're always the person who wants to be Meitzi from the Murakama, either with Chesed Gimel Shalom or with Shtam Echer, but you're coming to be Meitzi from the Murakama. So the tzad that I win is that I'm the Murakama. The tzad that you win is that till I was married the Suffolk, we thought you had become the Muchzik and Leishamanu built the Ayayim. And therefore, it's a late DD, it's on me to prove that it's not true, that this new time is, that really it's not an Inchsevei season like we thought. Or really, I was Bishchuni Gavoy. I was Bishchuni Gavoy, which we had never thought before. So that's the Gemara's, the two cases are similar. That's the point of similarity. The point of similarity is that in both cases, on the one hand, you had already become the Muxel. But on the other hand, in both cases, you already became the Musa, but I'm a Sufik, but it's a new Sufik, Leishamanu built Hayyim. And that's the Shaila, when I'm a new Sufik, that's Leishamanu built Hayyim, do we say, well, I'm the Murakama at the end of the day, so you have to prove everything? Or do we say, no, since up till now we thought that you already won the Dintayr, and now I'm coming with a new Taina that Leishamanu built Hayyim, that based on their own would ever have thought about, so maybe it's on me to prove my Taina. So that seems to be the same issue in both cases. Now we have a steer of Nachman, the Rav Nachman, and Rav Ade, Rav Ade, Rav. So, first of all, address is Rav Nachman. So, up to the Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman. The first of all, address is Rav. So, up to the Rav, the Rav, the Kosha. Hocha. Hosa, Meichi Koi Benichse, Hocha, Lekeh Koi Benichse. So, as Bam says, in other words, in the first case, the case of Shchuni Gavoy, you were in the karka. For the last 3 years, you've been sitting in the karka. So therefore, you are the one who's Koy Benichse. In the case of the Be'er Sisson, apparently you have not yet taken, apparently that's the case, you have not yet taken possession of the karka. Since you have not yet taken possession of the karka, so therefore, it stays by me the Murakama. So the chayyim pshat over here is that Rava holds that really there's a mokum sofik. There's a mokum sofik. On the one hand, there's a shtar mecher, and presumptively there's a chayyim are saying there's a mokum for both sons. There's a mokum to say that you should have to move out of the chazaka zilvarach hilasa. There's a mokum to say that Leishamanu built Hayyim. So in each case, Rava says we don't do anything, we leave it, but we leave the karka where it was before. So in the case of Shchuni Gavoy, leaving the karka where it was before means leaving it by you. You've been there for 3 years, so it stays by you. In the case of Nichsei Rebbe Sisson, we leave the karka by me because I'm the Murakama. What does that mean? We leave the karka where it was. We're used to thinking that Cheskes Marakama, that we used to think the karka is always Becheskes Balech, karka is always in the chazok of the Marakama. What does it matter where it is physically? Who's the Muxik and Lomdus? Is the Marakama the Muxik and Lomdus? Is the Maxik the Muxik and Lomdus? If the Marakama is the Muxik and Lomdus, you should always go to the Marakama. If the fellow who was already Zoych and Leshaman and Dupayim otherwise is the one who's the Muxik, then it should always go to you. What's this word over here that somehow wherever the karka is, that's where we're going to leave it? That's the whole idea of Cheskes Murakama, that the karka is always Becheskes the Murakama, or unless it's not. But a component, what's this? What does it matter where it is physically? Who's physically sitting in the karka? So apparently, it's not entirely true. When you have a Cheskes Murakama, that avada trumps anything else. Doesn't matter who's actually sitting in the karka. If there's a Cheskes Murakama, let's say, Stam, I'm a Murakama. You're sitting in my field. You've been sitting in my field for the last 6 hours. So what? I'm the Murakama. I pick you out. Because it doesn't matter you happen to be sitting there. That's when I'm indubitably be the Murakama. But when there's some kind of suffix about whether I'm a valid Murakama or not, there's Stodim, Lakan, or Lakan, like over here, then we do take into consideration who's actually sitting in the karka. And there's a mokum to say, since we don't know if the Murakama should be Zeicha, or if the Machzik should be Zeicha, so we leave the karka where it was before. Could be it's connected. It's a little bit easier if you learn it. We have going back to the beginning of the parak. we talked about this machlekes achayim, doily achayim, ksois with the kuntus achayim. What's the nature of cheskes marakama? Is cheskes marakama a regular cheskes moment? It's like kamitz in the chavel of a right, or is it a different kind of thing? It's like a bira. It's a chazok of kamais. You learn like the tzad that it's a bira. So I think maybe it's easier. Normally you have a cheskes marakama, so that bira of cheskes marakama trumps who's physically in the garden. When the bira of marakama is dubious, when the bira itself is subject to dispute. So then the person who's sitting in the field is Muslim. But even if we're not the way, even if you learn that Cheskes Marakam is a kind of a Mitzvah Mechavel of a riot, a dying Yishleima. When there's definitely a Marakama, when we know for sure you're a Marakama, when there's no Sufik about the Din, so the Marakama is the Muslim. But here we have a Sufik about the Din. We don't know if the Marakama here should be the. Normally the Marakam is the Muxuk, and that Muxzokus trumps who's physically in the field. But here we ask not sure who's the Muxuk, and the one, and maybe the Marakam is the Muxuk, because that's the din of a Marakam, that he's the Muxuk. On the other hand, maybe now already you're the Muxuk, because Leishamani Biltayoy, maybe you became the Muxuk. So now we have a Sufik who's the Muxuk. It's not like a regular Kayah. Normally the Marakam is the Muxuk. After Gimel Shalom, the Machzik is the Muxuk. Here we have a Sufik who's the Muxuk. Is it the Machzik or is it the Marakam? So when we have a Sufik who's the Muxuk, then giving it to the Muxuk doesn't help us because we don't know exactly who's the Muxuk. So then we say, okay, so we're not going to do anything. We'll leave the Karkev and Mokum Shul. Since we don't know who's the Muxuk, we have a Sofik, who's the Muxuk. Then we'll leave the Karkev where it is. What does it mean, where it is? Whoever is, we won't do any actions. We'll leave if. Whoever's sitting in the Karkev, we won't take it away from them. So that's Rabbah. What about Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman, Nami Lakasha. Came down with the Vebra Sisson, we cried the Vebra Sisson, I laid the Vebra Amulik, glued the lap the Vebra Sisson. I have a loch, a loyal hail, and knock at star, and you lay mean like I'm star for the Kumanixe. So the Gemara is trying to distinguish between two cases. We have the case of Shkunei Gavoy, the case of Shkunei Gavoy, and Nachman said that I, the Gemara Kavali. And we have the case of Bar Sisson, Rav Nachman said that you, the machzik, the lekech, wins. So that's the steer. So we're going to make a distinction between the Gemara and the Havamina thought these are analogous cases. Both cases are Lishaman and Biltayin. They seem to be analogous cases. So now we want to say, no, they're not analogous. There's a difference. One of these cases is not like the other. So how many distinctions do we need to draw? Just in general, we have two cases. We thought that they're the same. We thought that they're the same, and then we have a steer of Nachman, because we thought these two cases are the same. Nachman says a different psak. So we need to say, no, there's a difference. So how many cases do we need to explain are different? One. We need to say, this case is different. We need to say either the case of Shkunei Gavoy is different, by Shkunei Gavoy there's some new reason why I should win. Or we need to say that the case of Bar Sisson is different, there's some special reason why you should win. The Gemara seems to say both. The Gemara says an explanation for both. The Gemara says that by the case of Bar Sisson, so you win because came and dominated Bar Sisson, when we cried away Bar Sisson, the lady Ram Lugluya, the lab away Bar Sisson. So the Gemara seems to be saying something about the Bar Sisson case, why you win. And then the Gemara says something about the Shkunei Gavoy case, lo yehel, no kut storm, lo mina kaim storcha beyond, v'kum v'nichse, without yet going into what the stories mean. The Gemara is saying a svar why it seems to be saying a svar about the Bar Sisson and a svar about Shkunei Gavoy. That's overkill. I don't need two new svars. I only need one new svar. You know, the analogy we understood all along. We need one new svar to show that one of the cases is different. The Gemara seems to be saying two svars. So right away we have to assume that only one of these svars is a chiddush. One of these svars is the svar that the Gemara is being the chiddush now. And the other svar is not a svar that the Gemara is being mechadish now, it's just explaining of Nachman's position the way we always understood it. So the shah is which one? That's the shah. It's just Nipshat Tov, Nipshat. Which is the svar that the Gemara is being mechadish now, that this case is different? And which is the svar that's just a repetition of what we always understood of Nachman's position was? And nothing. That's not something that's novel is being mechadish now in the terrace. So which way does the Rashbam hold? which svar over here is the svar that's mischadish now in the maskana, which is the svar that we always understood.
Second
meaning.
The first one we had in
Yeah, how do you know?
Because we already had that Loshanan and Botayayom, and that is,
so he's saying the svara of came in the Amalei Devasis and the Kriyat of Devasis and Ali Deiram Lugluya the Lav Devasis and he, that's the svara, that is itself the svara of Lishamani Viltayim that we knew from the very beginning. How do you know? In the Rashbam, how do you know that's what it is?
The Rashbam says that the whole world thinks one thing, and now you're coming to say.
But even more, you're right. But even more, we're more of a smoking gun.
Say. He says, by the first time of the comment.
The Rashbam, in the very beginning, when the Gemara was still asking the question, when the Gemara thought that they're analogous, and the Gemara said, what's, they're the same, how come it's a Kashya Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman? And the Gemara brought the case of Bar Sisin, so the Rashbam explained why was Rav Nachman Uf B'Yodu L'Kech, why did Rav Nachman say that you win? Says the Rashbam, because Alei Didei Ramu L'Giluya D'Lav D'Vei Bar Sisin, now where is it? What's the Lekamon? This is the Gemara that we're reading now at the end. So the line about the Vei Basisin that it's a lady day Ramli Gluye, the Rashbam learned that we always knew. That was the Pshat why Rav Nachman thought that you win, you the Lekeach win, because since we thought that it's a since presumptively it was Nixon of Vei Basisin, we all Loi Shemana built a Yom otherwise. Until today, we thought this is Nixon of Eva. So if I want to say otherwise, Aleididi Rami Lugluya, then I have to be Mavar then. And that's then by. And we thought the same thing should be by Shkuni Gavoy. That was the Kashu to by Lechayra, Shkuni Gavoy should be the same thing. What we need to explain is why Shkuni Gavoy is different. So therefore, the real punchline over here in the Gemara is Haval Hochel Yehel and Nokel Shtor Mielmin Lekayim Shtorcha Bekum Benichse. That's the svar that's mischadish now in the Maskana that Shchuni Gavoy is different, even though Lo Yishamanu Bilti Hayyim. So Lechayra, you already became the Muslim. So why should I be able to come now today and come and be mechadish to some new Sufik that we never had? I mean, Akim Lo Yisufik, but you're already in the Muslim, so you should win. So the Gemara said, no, Lo Yehel Elo the Nokel Shtor Beyode. And what does that mean? So the Rashbam, Miel Yimini Kaiyim Shtoracha. Achay Shamaychay Reitz Lepoisle. Vachazoka Shul Hashol Shonim Imamok Mashdari Bo. Cheskim Shonim Imamok Mashdar. Umayachay Shamaychay Ma'ara Lachazoka Sheinah Chazoka. Sorech Zeh Lahavi Edim Shechazkosig Mur Shulei Dar Imay. Rashbam says, since Chesed Shol Hashanim has been Mokam Ashtari Bo, Loshon Rashbam in many places in the Perek, Chazokim and Mokam Shtari Medes. So just like by Shtar, the Mecher could demand Kiyim of the Shtar. So here's what by Chazaka, the Marakama can demand a bearer of the validity of the Chazaka. So this already we talked about in the sugya of Marzutra. Apparently, the Rashbam is learning Pshat in this Gemara, but now we're holding the sugya. The Rashbam is learning that Chesed Gimel Shonim is different. The normal rule is Lo Yishamanu Bilti Hayom. I sold you a field. Up to now, we thought it's Nichsei Dibei Basisim. We had a sale. You're ready to possess. You're ready to chayre the muksuk, and now I come with a new taina that it's not really the nixa v'esisin. It's just mikraya v'esisin. So I have to prove that. You already became the muksuk. Now if I want to be a new sofik, I have to prove it. Cheskis kum kimul shonim is different. Now cheskis kimul shonim, even though I'm coming with a new taina that lo shemanu bil tayoyim that I know b'shchunah gavoy avoy, I have a koyach to be ma'ira to make that sofik, to raise that sofik, and to demand the bureau of the chazaka because chazaka is a mokum shtar medesh. So I thought b'pshuto pshat in the Rashbam is that the Rashbam holds that that's talking about takana. The takana is that chazok is mokum shtari medes. Took this too already. That the Rashbam holds that really is Nachash Torah even after 3 years. But they made a takana that the raya mita lemicha could be b'mokam hashah. I don't want to cover the whole ground again, but we had a steer in the Rashbam, because the Rashbam and just b'mayim ramuskut is the chazir from the men. If there's a steer in the Rashbam, the Rashbam daf lamad ches this chazaka works mita lemicha. Time of the chazaka is mita lemicha. Rashbam daf men beis makes it sound like he says, what's the difference karka and metalton? How come metalton you have a chazaka miyad and karka takes 3 years? He says, because on metalton you don't write a star, and on karka you write a star. So it sounds like they read right away, you should be a muksuk by karka. Like by metalton, you should become a muksuk right away. But since you write a star, so the nachlish torach, so you have to wait till after 3 years. So who needs midolei micho? After 3 years, the nachlish torach goes away. According to Rashbam daf men beis, karka really ought to be like metalton. You should be a muksuk right away. Except that since the derech is that you sell karka v'shtar ha'edim, so if you don't have a shtar ha'edim, so there's an achvish torach. After 3 years, the achvish torach is gone. If the achvish torach is gone, then there's no difference karka and metalton, so you should be zoich in the karka the way you zoich in metalton. What do you have to come out to midolei micho? Why does Rashbam say in Dav Gimel that Chazok is because he wasn't Meichah Gimel Shon? And why does Rashbam Dav Lamed Ches rather say that Chazok is because he wasn't Meichah Gimel Shon? So I said at the time, you have to say in the Rashbam is that the Rashbam holds that there's an achvish torach even after 3 years. Yes, even though the derech is that people throw those shtari away after 3 years, but still, it's a tiny grua, whatever you want to call it. It's the derech is to sell a shtar, is to sell karka b'shtari be'edim. Anything less than a raya gemura of edim b'ksav, edus b'ksav, which is a shtar, or edus b'alpeh. Anything less than you have anything less than edus for a shtar, it's not for karka. It's not good enough. That's the svar of achvish torach. Maybe it stems right. Maybe we could connect it to what I said yesterday by the sugi of chutz mibeis roiva, that when it comes to karka, the taina that it's yours without a star is a taina grua. So even after 3 years, it's a taina grua. But Chazal made a takana that after 3 years, the raya of shtikas abayim for 3 years can be oimid b'mokam hashtar. So it's kilo hashtar. The cheskik l'mshonim is oimid b'mokam hashtar. Really, it's anything less than a star or edim. Around there is Bam Dach Mebeis. What is he talking about? Edom, Shtar, or Edom? We're not talking about Edom. We're always talking about Shtar. Do you have a Shtar? You not have a Shtar? Edom and Doch Hashmael. It means the level of Edos of the Shtar that you need by Karku. You need the level of Edos of Edom. Shtar is the level of Edom. Shtar is Edom. So that's the level of Nemonis you need. If you don't have that, the level of Raya that you need, if you don't have that level of Raya, it's a Taina Gua. After 3 years, though, people throw away the Shtar. So Chazal saw need to make a Takana. So they made a Takana. What's the takana? That the raya of shtika gimel shonim could be oimid b'mokum shtar. Maybe I should speak this through a little more carefully, because here it's actually this is mamish the place where it's one of the important linchpins of the Mahalach and the Rashbam. Let's look at the Rashbam Daf Mem Beis. Rashbam in the Mishnah. It's the second Divrei Maaseh in the Mishnah. Einam chazaka. It's the umnin don't have a chazaka. If I give you if you're a television repair person and you have a television in your shop, but you don't have a chazaka to say that it's yours. So, I don't know if guys know what a television is even anymore, but your computer, let's say. V'loi b'cheskim l'shonim ayri. So, says the Rashbam, v'loi b'cheskim l'shonim ayri. It's not talking about cheskim l'shonim. We're not talking about karka, we're talking about metaltlin. The ches gimel shonim leinem ela bekarka. But the metaltlin only gimel shonim. Mishul muksuk v'shul chaver. If you look shachas shonim sheish mitachas yodai. After sheish lechaver meidim shoyer shalay. Even though this other fellow has edim is a markama. Nemenzal muksuk leim lekuchi biyodai. The stam lekech metaltlin. So he says the mishul over here doesn't mean ches gimel shonim. Means chazaka miyad. Because we're talking about metaltlin and metaltlin have a chazaka miyad. So now the Rashbam provides, and why taka? Why by metalton is the chazaka miyad, and by karka you have to have gimel shonim? So we know other rishonim say in the beginning of the parak because by metalton the tefis is muchachas. By karka the tefis is not muchachas, so you have to have some other hechocha. What's the hechocha? Maybe from the shtikas habaylim. And we saw in the beginning of the parak shtikas habaylim. So you should have a chazaka miyad. What do you need gimel shonim? The whole discussion. But there's no tefis muchachas. A lot of rishonim right. The Ritz for Rabbeinu Yonah. By metalton, there's a tefisa muchachas miyad. Like, Haka, there's no Tfisum Uchachas Miyah. You have to come on to the Shtikas Abaylim, and then the Shtikas Abaylim needs 3 years. And that's the whole discussion in the beginning of the paragraph. Why does the Shtikas Abaylim need 3 years? But that's not the Rashbam. The Rashbam says the difference is because the Stan Lekech Metaltin Mechaveri B'lei Edim Hukainu B'lei Shtar. Metaltin you buy without Edim and without a Shtar. Like Karka, when you buy Karka with the Shtar. I don't know if you buy Karka with Edim without a Shtar, but I'm complaining when you buy Karka, when you stumble with the Shtar. I'm not so sure. Does he mean Karka was buy with Edim or a Shtar? Or he means you buy Karka with a Shtar, which is an Edim. He says, by Metaltin you have neither a Shtar nor Edim. Just buy Karka. And what do you do? I'm sorry. When you buy metaltin, b'loy shtar or b'loy edim. You just buy it b'ni levencha. And what do you do by karka? Is it always with the shtar, which is tantamount to edim? Or he means maybe the karka also people do one way or the other. Sometimes with the shtar, sometimes with edim. Not so clear to me. So l'chorva, what's the sense of the whole Rashbam? What's the distinction that he's drawing? The pshuta he's saying. That by metaltalin you have a tefisum uchachas miyad, and there's no achvei shtarach because people buy metaltalin without a shtar. There's no taina, there's no counterweight of achvei shtarach. By karka, maybe the tefisum would be muchachas, but there's a counterweight that when you buy karka, you're supposed to when people buy karka, they buy karka with a. Again, I'm not sure if a karka was with a shtar or with a shtar or with edim. So therefore, if you don't have a shtar and you don't have edim, there's a taina achvei shtarach. Parenthetically, if by karka people buy karka sometimes with the shtar and sometimes with edim, then why is there an achvei shtar? Why can't the guy say I had edim and they went away? So that's maybe an indication that he by karka is always with the shtar, but a shtar is tantamount to edim. Or maybe you could say that by a shtar sometimes you use by karka sometimes you use the shtar, maybe sometimes you use edim. But it doesn't help to say that Edom went away, because since you always buy Karka with the Shtar or with Edom, so anything less than Edom is a Taina Gru. The Taina that Karka knows, why do people only buy Karka with the Shtar or with Edom? Because by Karka, people assume Karka is more choshev, Karka is more important. We see many areas of Halacha that Karka is the mainstay of the economy. It's an agricultural economy, so Karka is more important. So people don't buy karka without being able to prove the ownership on the high level of edus ishtar. So therefore, if you can't show edim and if you can't produce edim or you can't produce ishtar, then that's not the raya. That's part of this idea of taina gru. By karka, what's expected is a raya edim. If you can't come up with a raya edim, it's a taina gru. Yeah, maybe you have a story. You didn't have a shtar, you had Edom, maybe the Edom went away, or you didn't say yam. But the stories don't help. By Karka, the expectation is you're going to come with the Raya Gemur. And anything less than the Raya Gemur is a Taina Gru. I think that's the Tashtus in the search bar. Why is he talking about Edom? That's what I mean. Why is he talking about Edom? The main point is that by Metaltin there's no Achvei Shtarach, because you don't need a shtar. People buy it without a shtar. And by Karka, there's an Achvei Shtarach, because you always have a shtar. Why do you bring Edom into it? If he's just making a distinction, here there is an Achvei Shtarach, and here there's no Achvei Shtarach. So the main thing is, here there's a star and here there's no star. By Metaltlin there's no, you don't buy it with the star. And by Kaki, you always do buy it with the star. Why is he clouding the waters with Edom? It sounds like, the Poshup Shat Narjbam, it sounds like that even by Karka, it's not always a star. Sometimes you buy Karka with Edom. But it doesn't matter, it's still a Taina Grua. Because, and the bottom line is, when you buy Karka, you buy it, and you document it with a star or with Edom. And therefore, when you come to one, and when you want to establish ownership in Karka and there's a Marakama, and you want to say, no, but I bought it from you, the expectation is you're going to produce either the Shtar or the Edom. And if you can't produce it, then your Taina is a Taina Gruah, and we don't accept it. It's a Taina Gruah Be'etzim. No, so Akapanim, it says in this Reshba that the difference between Karka and Metaltlin is when Metaltlin you have a Tfisu Mukhachas. And by Karka, maybe the Tfisu ought to be Mukhachas. But against that, we have this new idea of achvei shtarach, or this new expectation. That's why I never said the words achvei shtarach, but it's achvei shtarach or achvei edim. But you have to produce a shtar or edim. You have to anything less than that is not acceptable. Okay, but after 3 years, people throw away the shtar. So if after 3 years people throw away the shtar, so then it should revert to being like metaltalin, and you should be zoyko the tefisu mechachas. So that's the kashi. What the Rashbam and Daf Lamed Ches says, that the way Ches Gimel Shana works is because the Machzik has a raya from the fact that the Marakama wasn't Meicha Gimel Shana. What does he need it for? He should say that once you get rid of three, after, once 3 years have gone by, the Achvei Shlorach is gone. And if the Achvei Shlorach is gone, then the Machzik is Zoicha with three Sumachachas, no different than Metaltalin. Once you throw away the Shtar, Karka should be the same as Metaltalin. Right, Metaltalin doesn't, the Cheskas Metaltalin is not because the guy wasn't Meicha for 3 years. Cheskas Metaltalin is because of three Sumachachas Miyah. And there's Rambam Daf Mem Beis says, sounds like he holds, the Karka ought to be the same thing. The only thing that stands in the way is the Achvei Shlorach. Well, after 3 years, people throw away the Shtar, so there's no more Achvei Shlorach. So then it reverts to being like Metaltalin. So what's going on in there's Rambam Daf Lama Chesam Adal? So I thought that the answer is that the Rashbam holds that even after 3 years is an Achvei Shtarach. And then I see Nick, when they say this new nusuk of Taina Gruah because you're supposed to bring a Raya Be'edim, it's even better. Maybe people throw away the Shtar after 3 years. But you know, a kark you don't always buy with the Shtar, sometimes you buy with Edim too. And Edim sometimes die, or go away, or move away. It doesn't help. But since by kark you buy kark with Shtar of Edim, not for nothing you buy kark with Shtar of Edim. Because the expectation is that when it comes to karka, when you want to document the ownership in karka, you have to show the deed. And if you can't show a deed or aidin, which is the equivalent, then you can't. Then it doesn't make the cut to establish violence to establish ownership on karka. It doesn't matter. You have an excuse. You threw away your star. So you threw away your star. So it's okay. Nechrami. People. Everybody. Maybe everybody throws away the star, and all the aidin die eventually. There are no aidin who never die. The Edom eventually die, the Star eventually gets thrown away. It doesn't matter. The whole point, again, the Rashbam never used the words Achvei Shtarach, maybe that's not even the right words. The point is when it comes to Karka, the Stam Lekeach Karka is Stam Lekeach Karka, it's always with a Star or with Edom. And because the expectation by Karka is that you're going to show a Star or Edom to establish ownership. And if you can't show a Star or Edom, then your time is, it's not a time in Miskabelis. So what happens after 3 years? You throw away the Star, so what? Maybe the Edom, but maybe there was no Edom at all. Maybe there was no Shtar in the first place. It was just Edom, and the Edom died. So what? You have to show Edus in order to establish ownership on Karka. So the answer is that it's a takana. Since people throw away the Shtar after 3 years, and Edom for sure die eventually, but even if they have a Shtar, the Shtar also gets thrown away eventually. So Chazal made a takana. And what's the takana? What's the takana going to be if the fact is that the expectation by karki is that you come with the raya be'edim? That's the din, that when you were to establish ownership in karki, you have to have a shtar oy edim. So what's the nature of the takana? Well, they made a takana that what is the takana? But where's the shtar edim? The takana was that the shtika of gimel shonim could be b'mokim shtar, and that's the Rashbam Keseder in the Perek, and by us especially. But the Rashbam had many places this lashon, the chazaka b'mokim shtar emedus. That's what it means. There's a certain threshold by karka you need a raya be'edim, and less than a raya. Tfisum lachachas works by metalta. Nobody expects more than that. By karka, since stam lokeach karka is b'shtarei be'edim, so that means there's an expectation by karka that you can only establish proof of ownership with edus. So we need a special takana that the shtika of gimel shonim could be b'mokam shtar, should have a level, should be considered like a shtar, and should be like an edus. That's the takana. Shtika of gimel shonim is like an edus. It's Oymid B'mokam Shtar. I think that's the Mahalach in the Rashbam in general. So now Mel comes to the Rashbam by us and he says, that's the Pshat from the Teretz Tir Nachman. Since by Shtar we know there's a special takona that the Meicher can be can tie in a Mezuyuv. So takona of Rabbanim where it says, Midirais Shtar doesn't need, there's no, Midirais Shtar is Kenechka Eidusim Beistin, Nech Kilu Nechka Eidusim Beistin, a Shtar does not need Kim. But Midrabbanim are Mesakin, that a shtar does need kiyum, which means that the meicher or the marakama, the person who the shtar is being held against, when it authorized the shtar, the mischayev, has a right to taina, verify the shtar. The shtar is mezuyif. And that's the takanah rabbanon. They gave the mischayev, the one who allowed the shtar to be written, now the shtar is being held against him, they gave the mischayev the right to taina, I want evidence that the star is valid, proof that the star is valid. So since chazaka is b'mokum star in medis, is the Rashbam, the whole idea of chazaka, really by karka, you have to have a star, you have to have a eidim. They made a takana chazaka b'mokum star in medis, but the b'mokum star in medis can't be better than the star itself. And if in the star itself, the mischayev has a right to say, verify the star, so the mischayev has a right to say, verify the chazaka. And any sfeikas that he's ma'ir in the chazaka, you have to verify that they're not true, because chazaka b'mokum star in medis. And that's what Rav Nachman said about Shmini Gavoy, that Zil Brorachi Loska.
So what does the Takana now do for you? If you can always say the Mizuyah after 3 years, then the Takana that now replaces the Shtar of Kazakh, that doesn't really accomplish anything.
Again? People throw away the shtar after 3 years, so the takana accomplishes that. And look, if you don't have a shtar, you can have a chazok.
But if the mosa can always say mizuyaf, so then there's no difference.
You can be mekayim the mosa can say that can claim that it's mizuyaf, so you have to bring edim to mekayim the chasimis. Was the markama? Not the markama has a right to say. Normally, pull out a shtar. There's edim. We don't look to verify that the signatures are valid. You don't have to verify that it's the chasimis. But the Murakama has the right to say that it's mezuyif. And if the Murakama claims that it's mezuyif, the Meicher, the Mischayev, I want to use a broad term, if the Mischayev claims that the Shtar is mezuyif, then you have to go be Mekayim the Chasimus. You have to find people who recognize the Chasimus and can verify, yes, this is how you recognize, this is so-and-so's signature, and then it's a good Shtar. You have to validate the Shtar. So Al-Derech said, the same thing with Chazok, you have to validate the Chazokah. And if the Murakama says, no, I was B'shchunei Gavoy, you have to go bring Adam, that it's not true, that he wasn't B'shchunei Gavoy. The takana was, if that's the takana, then after 3 years, people throw away the shtar and they'll have nothing. So they made the takana, no, instead of a shtar, you can come with cheskes gemul shalom. But just like the shtar itself, the marakama could demand that you make sure that it's really, that you notarize it, that you validate it. So the chazoka, so to speak, has the right to demand that the chazoka be notarized.
But then when you claim
mezuyah,
so to speak, on the chazoka, then you're part, once there's no shtar left, so now he needs to bring edim again. So now you're just going back to the beginning.
No, but it's not to bring Adam on the... No. I understand. The guy has this... You have a star. You have a star. If I'll tie him a zuyu, if you'll bring Adam to me, I am a star. Not so hard. After 3 years, throw away the star. So what are you going to do now? Now I'm going to come in and say, you know, you don't. Where's your star? You don't have a star. So what are you going to do? Because Chazal made a takana. You can bring Adam that you were there for 3 years. But the takana can't be better than the original thing. In the original star, I had a right to Taina that I want you to prove that it's a valid star. So now you're bringing a chazoka instead of star. It can't be better than the star itself. And I have a right to claim, just like I could have demanded, I have a right to demand, just like I could have demanded that you be mekayim the star, I could demand that you be mekayim the chazoka. So when we learn it, by the way, going back to Mazutra, remember, when we learned to Sugi Mazutra, Mazutra said that if normally we say Mistama Yadarba Leilas. But Mazutra said the Marakama has a right to demand that bring Adam on the Leilas. So Taisus is master because the taina of the Marakama breaks up the Mistama. But the Rashbam, when we're talking about Rashbam is the whole Arichus, that time of the Lemachisi, because I saw you not there by Leilas, well, we were bothered, what's the whole Arichus in the Rashbam? So I wanted to say at the time, that whole Arichus in the Rashbam was to explain what gives the Mistama Yadarba Leilas. What gives the Marakama a right to upset that? Because since the Marakama has the right to demand Chazokim Makam Shtarim Medis, Agamara, the Marakama has a right to demand Kiyim Hashtar, and likewise he has a right to demand Kiyim HaChazokah. So, and what gives him that right? Because he's the one who makes the Shtar, he's the Baal Hashtar, he's the one who made the Chazokah. So therefore he has a right to say that you know time of the Lemachisi. You have a right from the fact that I was in Meicha, that might not be Meicha's Mezuyuf, because there was a reason why I wasn't Meicha. That's what I wanted to say at the time. So I pointed out yesterday. I pointed out this to one of the guys. But now that it's not so possible to swear because the cheshbon, because the Gemara says it for a Nachman. This is from Nachman. Rava is chaylik on the swear. Rava says that Rava says that you win. I can't tie in a zil v'rachi losko. Mazut has to shim in Rava too, because Rava who says that talks about seichrim is. Remember, the Rashbam learns Mazutra comes before Abayin Rav. Stama Yadarba Leilas. Mazutra is Mechadish, but if he's Ma'arer, then he can demand that they bring Edim on the Leilas. And how do you bring Edim on the Leilas? So Abayi said with Shivavi, and Rava said with Seichim. So Rava is within Mazutra. And Rava versus Chaylik and Rav Nachman. So it's very difficult to use what we're saying now in Rav Nachman to explain that Rashbam. That Rashbam is the Shtim and Rava too. So that's the Kultura maybe is not so, is not, is, might be a friend, is there already a. Dubious. It's a dubious shtickle terror. But al kapanim, but pshatim here in the Gemara. This is I think pshat in the Rashbam. This is the pshat in the Rashbam. I think this is pshat in the Rashbam. So the kids to the Rashbam learns the mahalach hasugi according to the Rashbam. Is the Gemara lishchatchila thought that the case of shchuni gavoy and the case of barsisa, and these are analogous cases. Why are they analogous cases? Because in both cases, even though I'm the Murakama, but since you have a chazakah in the case of Shkuna Gavoi, or you have a shtar that you bought of the Nixit of Ebrasisin in that case, so, and now I'm coming with a new Taina, Lo Shemaru Bilti Hayoim, that I was Shkuna Gavoi, or that this is not really a Nixit of Ebrasisin. So that's a question. Can I do that? Maybe you already became the Musul, and I don't have a right anymore to even if I want to be my Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't help. You're already the Musul. Where do we say that? No, that since at the end of the day I'm still the Marakama, and you want to be Maisi from me. So just like you have to prove the Mecher itself and the Gimel Shana themselves. So if I'm any kind of Yisrael, you have to prove that you have to address those two. But we have a steer between Nachman and Rava and Rava. So Rav and Rava, we had a teretz that's truly balanced over here. We don't really know who's the muchzor, so we just leave the karka wherever it is. And then Rav Nachman, we have a teretz. And Arich is in the Gemara. The Gemara says it's from both sides. Which is the real? So will the real teretz stand up? So we said the first half of the Gemara that Kevin the Mikhayev and Sisan and so on. That's what we knew all along. That Zil Barach Iloscha. That's the same, like the Rashbam said, you know, the Farish will come on. That's not Mishadish in the Teretz. That's just the plain vanilla of Nachman, that's the plain of Nachman, that now it turns out this is what Rav Nachman holds, Lo Shemaru Bilti Hayoyim. Lo Shemaru Bilti Hayoyim. So therefore, you, Lo Shemaru Bilti Hayoyim, and I have to prove that it's not Tevei Bar Sisan. So how come by Shkuna Gavoy, Rav Nachman says, Zil Barach Iloscha? So that's the teretz of the Gemara. Lo yehelu d'nokel shtar v'yodei. That since chazok is mokem shtar imedus, and that's I think just goes together with this whole mahalach of the Rishbam. But even after 3 years, be'etzim is a din be'etzim that if you don't have that, there's still a, I don't know if achshav is the right word, but even after 3 years, it's a tiny grua to try to not have a raya. Chazal made a takono that the raya of gimel shonim, of shtika gimel shonim, could be mokem shtar imedus. So just like the raya of shtar, the mischayev has a right to demand kiyum. So the b'mokum shtarim medes of chazaka, the mischayev has the right to demand that you be mevar the shtar, you mevar the chazaka b'mokum shtarim medes, and therefore any sfeikas that he's meyer, you have to be mevar that those sfeikas aren't true. That's the Rashbam's mahalach in the Gemara. Rabbi Yonah says mahalach in the Gemara. I think a baruch kibbutz. Rabbeinu Yonah learns that the teretz for the Gemara is the first part. The ikka chiluk the Gemara is making the Nachman and Nachman Nami Lekashi came in the Omele de Vei Basisin Umikrai de Vei Basisin Ale de Dei Ramle Gluya de Lab de Vei Basisin. When he ends with Daik, there was the Amalei of Eves Hisna. What is that to them? The Amalei of Eves Hisna. Chor the Fidler, the Fidler, the Emes the Fidler Shvam and Sahara. The main thing is, came in the Mekrai of Eves Hisna. Since everybody calls it the Eves Hisna, Lo Shemanu Bilti Hayoyim otherwise. So Mel, Alei Didei, Ramin Ligluye. What's the came in the Amalei of Eves Hisna? The Mecher said to him the Eves Hisna. Right, not the worst kash in the world, but that's Rabbeinu Yonah. But it is Sahara of him. Chor, those words are extra. The main nakuda here is that since everybody calls it the Vayibar Sisan, that was our assumption up till now, Lo Shemanu Bilti Hayoyim otherwise. And which is what the Gemara knew all along in the Chami. This is not the Chiluk. The Chiluk is the other half of the inequality. But Rabbeinu Yonah, why do we have to be so marich? The loymer came in the omelet the mikraya the veibasisim. The hispik loy lekatzir the loymer came in the mikraya the veibasisim the lady the ramli gluya. Right, he makes this deep. What's this omelet? He's saying since it's mikraya the veibasisim, so he has to prove otherwise. Hochi perusha came in the omelet the veibasisim stam. Since when I sold it to you, I just said I'm selling you the nechassim of veibasisim. And I didn't say that this field over here, don't be mistaken, this field, even though people call it today by season, but it's not really. Vaday harei b'chal amecha. I know that everybody calls this a dvei b'sisim. And I know that you think you're buying that field too. And any onlooker would think that you're buying that field because everybody calls that field a dvei b'sisim. Therefore, had it not been the dvei b'sisim, I should have said so. He's saying, it doesn't really matter if it's really the Vei or not. I know that you think this is the Vei Basisin. I know that any onlooker thinks that it's the Vei Basisin. So therefore, if I sold it to you, I sold you my Nichsa the Vei Basisin, I have to understand that everybody's going to assume that this field is Bechal, and therefore the field is Bechal HaMecher. And it doesn't matter if Klap Yishmai Galiad happens to be that it didn't come from Bar Sisson. But if I sold you a field, if everybody calls it a Bar Sisson, and that's how I sold it, and that's how I made the Mecher, and I didn't add any kind of codicil that I'm excluding that field, then that field is Bechal HaMecher. So, but then he has to address, so what's Alei D'Dei Rami L'Gluya? What Edom could he bring? Even if we bring item that is not the Vei Basisin, what is it going to help? It's Bechal HaMecher anyway. So he said, no, if there are Edim, then I can tie in it that I was Samech on the Edim when I sold it. I said, not everybody calls it a Vei Basisin. There's Edim in the world, there's Edim who know that it's not the Vei Basisin. So it's not universally thought of as the Vei Basisin. So if he brings Edim, then he can nullify the sale. But if he can't find any Edim, that means that there's nobody in the world who doesn't think that it's the Vei Basisin. So what does it matter if it really doesn't matter if the Malachim and Shemayim know that it's not the Vei Basisin, but if everybody on earth thinks it's the Vei Basisin, then Be'etzim, it's Bechal HaMekach. Even if Klapei Shemayim Gali, that is not. Okay, so it's the opposite of the Gemara. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, the real Shita of Nachman is that we say, the real Shita of Nachman is the Zil Barach Iloscha. That you have to prove that you lose. You have to prove the chazok. That's the real shita of Nachman. Why did Rav Nachman say that in the case of the Vei Basisin, you win, and you're able to take that karka? Because then there's a special consideration that it doesn't matter if it's really the Vei Basisin or not, since everybody calls it the Vei Basisin, and I sold it to you as I sold you the Vei. That's the omelet. Since when I sold you the karka, I said I'm selling you all the Vei Basisins. All the Vei Basisin properties. And this property is called the Vei Basisin. So unless I can prove that there are people in the world who know that it's not a Vei Basisin, then Be'etzim is Bechal HaMecher. So according to Rabbeinu Yoina, the Ikat Teretz of the Gemara is the first Svar. In these two Svars of the Gemara saying here at the end. The main Chiluk is the first Svar. So then we have to understand, so what's the other Svar of the Gemara? What's this Lo'yehelu D'Nokesh Torah B'Yodit? What is that? That can't be part of the chiluk. We don't need two chiluk, like we said at the very beginning. We only need one chiluk. So the lo yehel and the nokach dar biyodi, that's going to have to be like the svar that we knew all along. The opposite of the Rashbam, the mirror image of the Rashbam. In the Rashbam, the kaven, the mikray, the vevasisin, that's the svar that we knew all along. That's the svar that both cases have equally. That lo shemayno bil te'ayim. The chiddush is that chazok is different because it's b'mokim shtar emedus. So the svar of lo yehel and the nokach dar biyodi. In the Ben Yoyin, it's the other way around. The main shita is, the main shita of Nachman is that really Zil Barach Iloska, that the Murakama should win. And that's across the board, not only by, that's not special by Chazof, but it's across the board. Always the Murakama should win. By the case of Basisin, there's a special consideration. Otherwise, because since it's called the Bay Basisin, so what does it matter? It's like, you know, like the fellow who said that Shakespeare's plays weren't written by Shakespeare, they were written by somebody else with the same name. No. What does it matter? It's so is Shakespeare. Like, what else do we know about Shakespeare except that he wrote his plays? What does it matter if they're really... If he said Vei Basisin and it's called Vei Basisin, then it is Bechal HaMecher. So that's the main terrace of the Gemara. That's a special case. Basisin is a special case. But really, the stum always is the Mar Pamelis. So then what's the say? Lo Yehel Nokas Dar B'Yodin. So that's the Nectar Ben Yehel. Ben Yehel learns... Lo yehel nokach dar biyodei It's not a special svara by Chazaka. It's an explanation of Rav Nachman, or a raya to Rav Nachman's general shita that the Marakama always, that the Marakama wins. That even though it's a new taina, l'shamayinu b'l'tayim, the Marakama is a kayach di ma'aris sveikas, and to demand that you prove that it's not the Marakama's. Why? What's the raya? So he says, his raya is from Kiyum Shtaris. I'm not going to read the Rabbeinu inside, I'll tell you outside, you'll see Rabbeinu Yehuda inside, right? Yourself. But he says, the raya is from Kiyum Shtaris. So the Gemara is being Kiyum Shtaris as a raya. Because what happens by Kiyum? What's Kiyum Shtaris? You have a shtar, you bought a field. And I'm the Meicher, the Marakama, I say that it's Mezuyah. So, at the raya level, I have no kayach to say that at all. But Midrabon, I have a kayach to demand Kiyum. So Rabbeinu Yehuda says, again, I'm elaborating on Rabbeinu Yehuda. You look inside. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, what's this koyach that Chazal gave me to demand kiyum? They gave me a koyach even ma'ir a sofik. Normally, the edush of a shtar is not a sofik. It's kimisha nechker edusim bebeistin. The shtar is made to end the story. It's edus. Chazal said, I have a koyach to make a sofik out of it. I can taina that the shtar is a sofik. But lo yehei elo that I'm ma'ir a sofik. Every time I'm ma'ir a sofik. Here's a chiddush I'm able to be ma'ir a sofik. But at the end of the day, it's only a sofik. So why don't we still say, but you're the muksuk? You became the muksuk. You have a star, you bought the field, we assume that it's a good star. Now ma'ir is sofik, maybe it's mezuyif. So Chazal gave me a koyach to make such a taino. Without Chazal giving me this takon, I couldn't even make such a taino. But even after Chazal gave me the koyach to make such a taino, all it is a taino. It's a sofik. And l'chayre, if it's a sofik, it's a sofik that's being misayre now, and you're already the muksuk. So I'm eitzim mechaver, I love a raya, the burden of proof should be on me. So you see that it's not true, even though you already, l'chayre became the muksuk, and l'shamanu built a yoyim, but at the end of the day, I'm coming with a tayin, I'm being ma'ir a sofik, I'm about din, I have a right to be ma'ir a sofik, I'm being ma'ir a sofik, maybe the star is mizuyiv. So we don't say, well, you're already the muksuk. We say, no, I'm the marakam, and I'm still the muksuk. And if you can't prove that the star is good, and I was ma'ir a sofik about the validity of the star, then I would, because I'm the marakama. So it's a raya, that's like a special din about Kiyum Shtaris and Chazok is B'mokom Shtarim Eretz. He's bringing from Kiyum Shtaris a raya to the general principle that whenever the Marakam is Ma'ir Sofik, we look at the Marakam as the Mosik, and we don't say, well, the other fellow already became the Mosik. So Moses is bringing this thing about Shtar, Nachman's bringing this issue of Shtar as a raya to his fundamental Shita, which all along was his fundamental shita, which is Zil Barachi Lospa, that the Marakama, that I have a right to be Ma'ir Sofik. And if I'm Ma'ir Sofik, then I'm the Musik and not you. And we don't say, L'shamayinu b'l'tayim, you already became the Musik. And that's as far as the world always knew. He's just now bringing a riot to that Sofik. But the case that's different is the case of Nixta de Bebasisin because of this other svar about that came in the Mikraya of Bebasisin. Bebasisin's a special case. Yeah. And the Rashbam here says at the end that we pass like Rav Nachman, because Hilchos Kavasei Bedina. Yeah, we'll see in the Rif that not everybody agrees to this. That Halacha is like Rav Nachman. Okay, fine. We'll stop here. Tomorrow I want to do the Rif. The Rif is a big idea, but the Rishonim won't grab them with the Rif. There's the Yesh Mepharshim in the Rif, and then there's the Rif himself. The middle of the thing. So that's the next thing.